Hello, Besser Plastic Surgery, Terry speaking.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Oh, okay. Do you want to send me in a photo of it if you're worried about it? Yeah. Oh, getting it off, you're saying when do you soak it? Can you soak it off with some? Yeah. To get it off, oh, stuck. So this is this the donor site or the graft? So oh, okay, so it's the yeah, okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah. I know he's coming in on Friday, isn't he? But look, if you're worried, send me a photo and I'll, because Mr. Ross is still here, he hasn't left yet, so I could show him. I'll give you the. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. What do you mean he's going to do the margins? Is he going to draw? Because we haven't booked John in for another procedure, have we? As far as I know. Let me have a little look. Hang on, I'm going to. Bear with me. Maybe I'll ask David before he leaves so I can let you know exactly what's happening. Sorry, let me. Computer so slow today. All right, so I know we're seeing him Friday. Let me just read what David wrote in his notes last time. Oh, that was okay. Gosh, he had a lot of things off, poor man. Okay. See if he wrote anything else. All right. He hasn't written anything here about margins, about his arm. I don't know anything about that. Yeah. Was there a biopsy done? Do you know? Because I can't see any biopsy or anything. Oh, okay. All right. I'm just going to look at the pathology here from what was cut off. So, okay. Because we haven't seen you since we got the pathology back, have we? So, where's the summary here? Oh, gosh, there's a lot of here. All right, let me see if I can find. So I've got nose, forehead, left ear, oh, left arm upper. Okay. That's number five. Let's see what it said for number five. Okay, it said it's an ulcerated superficial spreading malignant melanoma, okay, composed of atypical epithelial cells which infiltrate. Blah, blah, blah. Gosh, focal features. Although features of aggression extend. Gosh, I don't know. It's all double dutch, really. But it was a malignant, melanoma. So maybe he feels he needs to, you know, excise it a little more. But he wouldn't do it then and there. Maybe he's just going to look at it and talk about, just discuss it with you when he talks about the margins. No, I think John's been through enough, don't you think? Just think. Poor man. He's like, Can I just pop you on hold 1 second? I'll just ask David because he's here. Just 1 moment, sorry.
Bayside Plastic Surgery, a premier Melbourne-based plastic surgery practice devoted to both cosmetic and reconstructive surgery of the face, body and breast. We currently feature some of the most innovative treatments and surgical techniques available for cosmetic surgery of the face and body, as well as breast enhancement. You're in safe hands when you visit us at Bayside Plastic Surgery.
At Bayside Plastic Surgery, we have a great team of professionals to help make your experience with us an enjoyable one. Our friendly team can answer questions about any aspect of your visit. Just ask when we return to the phone.
Are you there? Are you there? Yeah, so he said he's just going to have a discussion with you about his arm, okay, but he will need another procedure, but he hasn't discussed when he'll decide that with you. Then he said with his nose, okay, if it's still got stuff coming off, like leave it uncovered and just keep washing it and keep it really clean, okay, and only cover it if it's dry. Like, is it, doesn't want the scabs building up though, so he wants you to sort of soak those off. He said he gave you an information sheet. You've got that. Okay. Do you think those instructions are fairly clear or are they? Okay. Okay. All right. Because once I get some new staff in here, I think I'm going to go and revise all those information sheets because they haven't been looked at for years. Yeah, all right. And you're not sure what you're doing, and I know. Yeah, you're never quite sure that you're doing the right thing. I know. And look, good. Well, that's good. Okay, that's good. We want that. I mean, we just want it to heal without any infection, really. That's the principle. Okay. The edge, if you can just, but gently. You don't want to, because I know, and also if you pull them off, you don't want to pull the graft off with it. So that's the thing. And So it's sort of that fine line between, you know, looking after it and then not sort of, you know, because it's all got to take. So if it's pink and you sort of, you touch it and it goes white and you take your hand away and it goes pink again, that's good. That's perfect. That's sort of what we want. That's graft that's taken. And look, sometimes there's bits that don't take and they'll just heal slowly from the outside to the inside. And if, you know, if it hasn't quite taken there but scabs can form and the problem with, you know, if you've got infection, the infection will be underneath. So that's why he doesn't prefer really. So the important, you can't, you just really keep it clean. That's the really important thing. But, you know, it's hard with skin graft because you can't really rub it hard or anything because you can pull the whole thing off. So you've just sort of got to manage it gently. But still sort of keep it clean, soap and water. If you've got liquid soap, better than any other sort of soap. Yeah. I mean, soap's fine. Yeah, you just don't want a cake of soap because they grow a lot of bacteria in them themselves. <It's> like, yeah, perfect. Yeah. And you'll get there, and then he'll. But look, anytime you're worried about it, you can just send me a little photo, and I'll forward it to David, and he'll just can say do this or do that, you know. All right. Okay. No, it's all right. It's hard. You've got a lot of wounds there to look after, so it is tricky. I'm sure you're doing a good job. Yeah. I know someone was telling me that their pharmacy had a service where they do dressings. I mean, you know, you could always do that if you're really worried about it, you know, and you're too scared to sort of, you know, or, you know, you're nervous or not sure about what you're doing. I mean, that's another option for you. Might give you peace of mind. Yeah, I know. Well, that's the thing because, you know, with grafts, but you think they would see a few skin grafts and things. But just keep it really, clean. Okay, that's the most important thing and just sort of gently remove scabs and it will heal, you know. I mean, healing takes time. And it doesn't heal any faster ever, but it'll heal slower if there's infection. Okay, if that makes any sense. Like skin, yeah. Yeah, no, it's not. It'll still, you're not delaying it. I mean, scabs are sort of fine when they're, you know, it's just they can. I think the surgeons have seen a lot of infections underneath the scabs and people just sort of leave it and don't touch it. But it is true. It is the body's sort of own covering. It's like a scab is like it's the body's own Band-Aid. But sometimes you can put a Band-Aid. If you put a Band-Aid over something infected, it can just fester underneath. So I think that's where it all comes from, that they like to remove them. Yeah. Are you finding the gauze is sticking to it? Yeah, then I would leave it open if it's all sticking to it and just keep washing it like that. It still sticks. So you could put the Vaseline on the bandage like it's a, you know, like peanut butter on a piece of bread, you know. And so you can put it on quite, and it still sticks. Yeah, maybe you need to put a thicker layer. I mean, the good thing about the Vaseline is it, as long as it's clean underneath, you know, it's sort of, it'll heal underneath there and it'll stop all the debris and stuff sort of getting into it. You know, it's, you do. So you're basically keeping it clean. So you're protecting it from injury and infection. They're the two things you're protecting it from, so it can just heal in its normal time that it takes to heal. And the graft, like imagine, it's because everything heals from the outside in. So imagine that whole area, if the graft wasn't there, it would have to heal from the very outside all the way in. It's like it's a lake, you know, coming all the way into the center. And then it also, you know, it's a very slow way of healing. And the slower it, longer it takes, the more chance of getting infections and things. So that's why they use grafts. Yeah, I know, poor John. Anyway, yeah, I'm sure you're doing a great job. It's just you're just a bit nervous because you haven't really, you're not used to doing it. No, that's all right. All right, and things change all the time. They always change the way they do things, but, you know, good old-fashioned principles, just keep it clean. Keep it clean and dry and it will heal, okay? Send it through. Okay, because it's dried. It's dried into a scab, and I think that's probably what he wants you to gently remove. But send it through and I'll send it on to him. Do you want me to give you the mobile number over the phone? Oh, you can send it straight directly to him. Have you got his mobile number? Yes, 0408-120-290. Just send him an SMS and just say, you know, hey, David, you know, this is John's wound, you know. I'm following your instructions, but should I be removing what's on the outside or should I just be leaving it? And that's what you want to know, isn't it? So, and he'll say, you know, yes, no, you know, yes or no, and give you a whole lot of other instructions too. All right. And then you need to be clear in your mind what you're doing. Yeah. Okay. All right. Take care. Okay. All right. All the best. All right. Bye. Bye.